Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Now, a guy who gives edible undies as gifts just because they taste good, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, Wisconsin, welcome. Welcome to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. I am your host, Conrad Krieger. Oh, I'm sorry, that's not right.
You got it right.
I'm your host, Pete Schwabba. You'd like that, wouldn't you, Conrad? He's been plotting my death. Gonna ambush me somewhere. Great to have you with us. We are broadcasting live tonight, like we do every night, from City Deck Landing in beautiful downtown Green Bay, from our WGBW studios here at Civic Media. And I hope you are having a lovely night as we kick off another summer weekend in the state of summer. This is the best place to be, in my opinion, for the summer. And I hope whatever you're doing tonight, you're being safe and having a blast. We have a gelato place right next to our studio. And I have to say, it is very distracting because I had no idea people are flocking to this place and emptying their pockets. There is a line. And I should probably shut the curtains, Conrad, because it's like people are walking by every second. And it's great to see so much activity. But yeah, it is distracting. I'm kind of a people watcher. But this is ridiculous. I haven't tried the gelato yet, though. Have you?
I've tried a smoothie there.
Okay.
It was pretty good.
That's not too far off.
I had a strawberry one.
Oh, yeah? Just strawberry?
Just strawberry.
Purist. Okay. Well done. I almost went to see Maxine today. I was going to come down to Green Bay a little early and see the film Maxine because it's playing in Marinette. As is Thelma. Those are two films I want to see. So those are on my agenda this weekend. I did not get down here. We did put this is a pretty exciting show, folks, because tonight we've been talking a lot about the Haktua girl. And if you don't know who that is, you should really Google her because she was being interviewed at, it looked like a rodeo or a tractor pull or something. And she was asked a question about, you know, how do you keep a man or how do you keep a man happy? And her quote was, you got a Haktua on that thing. She is now a celebrity. And like is so often the case in America, something went viral and all of a sudden all the glommers have found her and are trying to make her a star and a brand. So the rumor is she's going to do stand-up comedy. Apparently, she's very likable. Have you heard any podcasts, Conrad? I know you're a fan of hers.
I believe she was on a Barstool podcast, and I just kind of watched a little couple clips about like the lies that have been told about her. I'm like, well, I don't really care.
Lies? How are there already lies about this? Happened like 2 weeks ago.
Well, supposedly, because she talked about her, what she called sugar. I forget what she, Pookie. That's what it was. She called her boyfriend Pookie.
Oh.
And the lie was that Pookie and her are still together.
But they're not?
They're not. Can you believe that?
Pookie dumped her after Haktua? Or she dumped
Pookie?
I don't know.
But honestly,
you were kind of off there when you said sugar. Yeah. You went from Pookie to sugar.
I was thinking about How I Met Your Mother. And okay. They call, or Ted's mom calls him Sugar Pea.
Oh, that's very sweet. But she's famous now.
Yeah.
She, you know, to be in a relationship when you're, what is she, 22?
Yeah.
And okay, there's a lot of stuff that happens. I don't understand how all of a sudden, okay, she did this. It went viral. Great. She seems like a nice girl. She probably had a couple drinks in her, whatever. But why do we have to have a reality show? Why does she have to do stand-up comedy? And I get that people want to grab onto their 15 minutes of fame. I get it. But stay in your wheelhouse, you know. Do Haktua when you introduce tractor pulls or something. Like, what makes her so fascinating that we have to, watch a TV show about her, I guess. To me, she's already peaked. I could be wrong. She is supposed to be very likable, in fairness. On these podcasts, you know, I guess people think she's got a cute personality, and great. I still don't know how that translates to sustainable fame. Maybe I'm wrong. But we'll see. Anyway, the reason I bring it up, folks, is we have obtained a sneak preview. Apparently, they're moving fast. They've already got episodes shot. They're doing clips, the previews. We have obtained one here at Nightlight tonight that we will play for you in about 10 minutes. So you won't want to miss that, because if you're wondering how they make a reality show out of this, we will answer that question. We have the preview, and it's great stuff. You're not going to want to miss this. This is, we're debuting this exclusively on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba in 9 minutes and counting. Hold on. 59. 8 minutes. 8 minutes and counting, folks, to the Hawk Tua reality show tease. We've got it here for you tonight. So I'm glad you're with me. If nothing else, to hear this. We also have two outstanding guests tonight. You know who they are, Conrad?
Of course.
Lisa Hale. Lisa covers Northeast Wisconsin News for Civic Media, and she is launching a new show called New Wisco Weekend, and that's exciting. It's going to be on Sunday morning at 11. Lisa's great. She's been on the show before. She's a big TV watcher, so that means I'm a fan. And Lisa will drop by here at 7:35, and we'll talk about her new show. It's going to be kind of a news roundup for Northeast Wisconsin, focusing right here in our backyard, which I think is really cool. And Lisa's a lot of fun to talk to. Also, it is Friday night, and you know what that means. Our favorite Friday friend, Terry Barr, will be here at 8:35, bringing some fantastic new music, as she always does. That last band she brought, Tuck Smith, I think it was Tuck Smith and the Restless Hearts.
Yeah.
Great stuff. I commute here to the studio three of the nights this week. I listened to The Long Way Down, I think it's called. Great song, and love that band. So I found a lot of new music through Terry. So she'll be along at 8:35, and she's always so much fun to talk to. Other big news today, Alec Baldwin, Conrad.
Yeah.
What did we find out about Alec Baldwin today?
Well, it was dismissed.
Yeah, how about that?
With what was the movie called again? Rust?
Rust, yeah. And it's not his fault. I mean, that I know that there are people that are going to say conspiracy and whatever, but the guy, I mean, he did it. Maybe there's some sort of charge that goes with that, but come on, some of those charges were like he tried to do it or something. Also tonight, I thought this was funny. I saw this. So there's your Hollywood breaking news right there. Alec Baldwin case thrown out. Recently on Ranker.com, Todd Michaels, who was on the show the other night and produces Mino and the Mayor, does a great job. Showed me this article list, whatever you want to call it, where someone at Ranker.com said, I'd feel more secure voting for a cartoon character for president than Donald Trump or Joe Biden. All right. That's an exaggeration. Ha ha. I get it. But a lot of people are having fun with this, the fact that they're both so old. And here are the cartoons, the top 20 that people want to be president. Number one, Batman. Number two, Lisa Simpson. Yeah. Number three, Superman. Number four, Spider-Man. Number five, Velma Dinkley from Scooby-Doo. Why Velma?
If she loses her glasses, it's over.
Exactly. How are you going to? I mean, I like Velma. She's level-headed, but why Velma? That's so weird. And Papa Smurf? Come on. Optimus Prime is number seven. Bugs Bunny, I love that, because at least Bugs would make us laugh. And number nine is Snoopy. Number 10 is Scooby-Doo. So the dog's bringing up the rear. If you want a canine president, it's most likely not going to happen. I would vote on this list. I don't know. Cartoon president, that's a tough one. I'm going to ruminate on this.
I got a good one.
Lay it on me.
Tom and Jerry. Okay.
Co-presidents?
You know, the mom or the owner of Tom.
Tom's owner.
They're always scared of her. She always whoops them back into shape.
Nice.
I'm voting for her. Don't know her name, but.
All right. How about Foghorn Leghorn?
Elmer Fudd, too.
Elmer Fudd? don't know, Elmer Fudd's kind of got that. We'll have to think about this. I don't want Fred from Scooby-Doo. He's like a little too, I think we've had that guy before. Maybe the scientist from The Simpsons, the guy that's always going, bye. Or Principal Skinner. He might be good.
Pepe Le Pew.
Pepe Le Pew. All right, so that's our question tonight. We're going to have some fun here with animation. What cartoon character would you want to be president? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. What cartoon character would you want to be president? Think outside the box, folks. We just gave you some clues. You're welcome to pick one of those or think outside the box. And give us someone, throw a curveball at us, someone we haven't considered. We still got 4 months before the election. It could happen. Although maybe, cartoons take a long time.
Actually, Stewie Griffin.
Oh, my God. Yeah, except he only talks. Only the audience can hear Stewie, yeah. Right?
And Brian, so Brian can be the translator.
Oh, I love Brian. Peter. Yeah, Brian would be great. I love Brian the dog. This is another funny thing I saw. It's on this day in 1976, Family Feud hit the airwaves. So that's not a huge deal. There are more popular game shows, but I always liked The Feud because it was something I could watch and feel like I wasn't a complete idiot because a lot of times I would get the right answers. But I found some clips that I'm going to share at some point during the show, and Richard Dawson was the host of that. I cannot believe some of the stuff he got away with. He used to kiss all the girls on the lips when he would welcome the shows. And it was like a smack. It wasn't a peck. It was really unsettling. I mean, he just did it. It was never questioned. This gross old guy leaning over and smacking away at your wife or daughter or whatever, just because you were on his game show. So anyway, it got me looking at YouTube like I do often late at night. We found some really funny clips, some really bad answers on the Family Feud. We're going to play that at some point. But coming up next on Nightlight, this is a world premiere, folks. We have a sneak peek at the Hawk 2, a girls reality show. You are not going to want to miss this. I promise you. If you miss it or you don't like it, I will give you your money back. Yes, it's free to listen to Nightlight, but that's just a hollow guarantee I make. So we'll be right back with the Hawk 2, a girls reality show sneak preview. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwab. Great to have you with me on the Civic Media Radio Network. So, Aunt Carla, one of the first to check in tonight and answer our question, which is, what cartoon character do you think would make the best president? We got the idea when Todd Michaels sent out a sheet he sends out sometimes with some fun tidbits and facts on it from Ranker.com. What cartoon character do you think would make the best president? We do have an election right around the corner, folks. Aunt Carla says... Well, Aunt Carla is saying Boston Jim says President Wren and Vice President Stimpy. I can't endorse that because I never really watched Wren and Stimpy. They were huge for a while. People went nuts for Wren and Stimpy. They were kind of flash in the pan, though, I think, but that's a good one, Aunt Carla. I would not have, and Boston Jim. I would not have thought of that. Tom in New Berlin says, Felix the Cat. Nice. Retro. How about Sylvester the Cat? Just to hear his press conferences would be great. Everyone in the press corps would be trying to get him to say suffer and succotash, though. Tom from New Berlin says, was watching it yesterday, thought the same thing. It was creepy. Tom, you were watching Family Feud yesterday, like the old reruns? What are the odds of that? And yeah, it is creepy. And apparently towards the end of Richard Dawson's tenure as the host of Family Feud, he would throw a few back before the show. So we should all feel grateful, as should the women, that he stopped kissing. Because I think he was starting to slur his words and get a little carried away as the show went on. He would like mumble think it was my buddy Mike Toomey did a great joke. Survey says, like he got survey says, but you couldn't hear anything else. Anna from the 608 says, hi, Pete and Conrad. I would like to see Mr. Magoo as president. Well, who wouldn't, Anna? He looks distinguished anyway. That's a good one, Mr. Magoo. I could roll with Mr. Magoo as the commander-in-chief. And then Tom from Berlin says, oh, clarifying. And I was in my teenage years and remember watching the show. I love the show because the questions aren't crazy like Jeopardy. Like sometimes I can watch Jeopardy and go, I'm pretty smart. Otherwise, other times I watch Jeopardy, I'm like, I'm a complete idiot. But Family Feud was not like that. It was sort of the everyman's game show. 100 people surveyed, top answers on the board. That simple. Great concept. Wish I would have thought of it. But I was like two. So keep those texts coming, folks. You're welcome to comment, as you know, on anything we're talking about. I love the Family Feud comments. Also, who do you think, what cartoon do you think would make, cartoon character do you think would make a great president? Okay, so as promised, this is crazy, but every once in a while on Nightlight, I get access to something just because of all my connections in the entertainment industry. And I don't have a ton, but I have a few and they're solid. We had my interview with Taylor Swift a couple months ago. Remember that one, Conrad?
Of course.
Yeah. What do you remember about that?
I remember that she was young.
Yeah, correct. And then we had the Travis Kelce sideline talk with Andy Reid. We obtained that. That was great. And tonight, this is very exciting. We have a sneak preview. As everyone has probably heard now, the Huck Tua girl is very popular. She made one gesture and said, Huck Tua on that thing, relating to how she takes care of her boyfriend. Yeah, it was a little risque, but it was barely English, so it feels okay to say on the radio. But now the world has gone bananas because a cute girl said something and everybody wants to watch it. And now the representatives and the influencers are getting a hold of her to make a reality show out of one thing she said at a rodeo or tractor pull or whatever it was. And she's going to do stand-up comedy. She's got merch coming out, apparently. But the reality show is the big thing because TMZ promoted this recently. They said there are rumors. Well, here at Nightlight tonight, folks, it's a good thing you're here because we can confirm these are more than just rumors. They've already shot some episodes, and we've obtained an audio clip of a sneak preview of what this season, just to give you a taste of what the Huck Tua girls reality show will look like. Conrad, let's roll it.
This week on Huck Tua the Top.
What's the matter, bruh? Everything okay with Haley?
I'm wondering if there's someone else. I mean, she told me she'd never Huck Tua on another thing, and that mine was the best.
Bruh, they always say that. But now she's famous, I might want to date famous guys. With famous things.
Chad wants to put a ring on it, but Haley reminds him who calls the shots.
Where have you been?
I was hanging with the Kardashians. What's your problem?
You know I don't like them skanks.
Will you chill? We were just making a sex tape. God.
You've changed. I mean, you never Huck Tua on my thing anymore. Then you want me to sign a prenup after I made all that Huck Tua merch.
You think screen printing merch makes you special? I'm the brains behind Huck Tua. Can you even begin to comprehend how much pressure is on me? How hard it is to get an entire season of television out of a foreplay technique?
Whatever. You ain't Huck Tua on my thing in weeks. And last time you did it, you barely even Tua it.
And things get complicated when Haley meets a new love.
You're dating Tua Tagalovian? You're giving the Huck Tua to Tua?
Oh my God, grow up.
Don't miss the next episode of Huck Tua the Top. When the Huck Tua girl and Tua get Tugavalovian.
Huck Tua.
That's one to see.
It's on my list.
I'm not a reality show guy. And great that Todd Michaels got another gig.
Right.
But that sounds like a good show. I don't know. It sounds insightful. There's some drama. She just seems like a girl trying to make it in this world. And poor Chad, you know, what's he supposed to do? He's dating this girl. She becomes famous. Now she's hanging with the Kardashians and dating NFL quarterbacks like how do you say his last name?
Tagovailoa.
I don't think Chad said it right.
Tagovailoa.
Tagovailoa. So, you know, that's how fame does change people, folks. And Haley Welch is her real name. She's no different. So God bless her. I hope things go well for her. It sounds like a good show. Maybe we'll play it again in the second hour just to see what people think. I don't know, but you're welcome to weigh in on the Hawk Tua girls reality show. I think it's, what was it called? Hawk Tua the Top?
Hawk Tua the Top.
She's going to Hawk Tua her way to the top. So good stuff. And a tip of my hat to the Nightlight journalists that got their hands on that piece of tape, because that's invaluable. People won't see that until it comes out on, but we gave them a sneak peek here on Nightlight tonight. Tom says, I'm sorry, that's not Tom. That's an old text I was about to read. Tom says, what does the term mean? And then he quickly says, sorry, got it. He figured out. Tom says, what's wrong with lotions? Well, Tom, listen, I'm no expert, but I think that would indicate, you know, you don't have a girlfriend or you're a stag. You know, you're going solo. This guy's dating Haley, and she's got, he's bringing other stuff to the party. All right, fun stuff. When we come back, Lisa Hale will be here. She is the host of a new show here on Civic Media that drops Sunday at 11 a.m., called New Wisco Weekend, with an emphasis on Northeast Wisconsin. We're going to talk to Lisa next. She also covers news for Northeast Wisconsin and does a great job. Great to have you with me wherever you're joining us from tonight in Wisconsin. Drop us a text. Let us know what's going on in your neck of the woods. Terry Barr here at 8:35 and lots more Family Feud fun. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Peach Wabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who doesn't have 20/20 vision, even in hindsight, Peach Wabba.
There's a family outside the window attacking their gelato. I got to try this stuff. Hey, welcome back. This is exciting. Some big things happening here on Nightlight tonight. We are talking about Family Feud. It dropped on this day in 1976 and all the weird behavior by the host to Richard. Well, at least Richard Dawson was giving smooches, like wet smooches to all the female guests. It's so weird. But we have some really funny clips coming up that we'll play in the 8 o'clock hour from Family Feud. Just people. You know what, Conrad? You know what I was going to do? I was going to edit some stuff in, like when people give an answer. Remember, we talked about this, and I was going to have you dub in my voice saying, you idiot! Like I was in the audience. That would not have made these clips funnier. These people get the wrong answers, and it's hilarious. So we'll play some of those clips in the 8 o'clock hour right now. And Terry Barr comes by at 8:35 to share some fantastic music with us and some news about the Blues Hall of Fame here in Wisconsin, which I think will be exciting. But right now, Civic Media is launching a new show this Sunday at 11 a.m. called New Wisco Weekend. And I cannot think of a better person to host it than Lisa Hale, who covers Northeast Wisconsin news for Civic Media and does a bang-up job. And she will host the show, too, to keep us informed on the weekend so we don't get rusty over the weekend with what's going on. Lisa joins us now on the stream. Lisa, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing fine.
I'm glad to hear that. You are now a host. How are you going to adapt to that title?
Well, the good thing is the way we've kind of formatted the show is it's not so much a personality host as I am a host that intros things. So I don't have to like really think.
Wow, you are going into this with a great attitude, I must say.
No,
Pete, I don't really have to try. That's what I like about the
gig.
That's
not so much that I don't have to try. It's just if I was given my druthers, and this is something you don't know about me, Pete. But okay. If I was given my druthers, I would probably have a show that is Auntie Lisa's Life Lessons, where people call in and ask advice.
I love that.
I mean, if I could ever do my perfect show, that would be it.
Well, there was a guy that put a firecracker in his head a few days ago and killed himself. Yeah, so he could have used some advice. Lesson. I would say so, to put it mildly. Hey, this is exciting, though. Are you excited for your show? Tell us a little bit about the New Wisconsin Weekend.
I am extremely excited about this show. New Wisco Weekend is kind of like if your show and CBS Sunday Morning got together and had a radio baby, because it's you know,
I like that. Conrad, take a memo.
You've got we've got interviews, we've got feature stories, we've got some funny things, some serious things, and it all happens in a 1 hour little package.
Oh, I love that. So what are you going to focus on, anything in particular, Lisa, or just any story of interest in Northeast Wisconsin?
Each week we'll have a quote unquote cover story, which is kind of where I'm going to be focusing my attention that week. But it could be anything here in Northeast Wisconsin, from, you know, we're going to focus on EAA next week. And then in 2 weeks, it might be something like hunger Northeast Wisconsin.
That's a little out. Boy. Yeah.
I'm so used to saying Northeast and then followed by one of those states. But you know, we might be looking at hunger, or we might be looking at homelessness, or we might be looking at something funny or fun, like the entertainment venues, like Crossroads that's coming up. So you never know what we're going to hit on.
Hear me out. This weekend, okay, on New Wisco Weekend, it's a chance to see Pete Schwabe in water shoes. Think about it.
Do we really want to see that on the radio?
Better than flip-flops. have you thought about the title New Disco Weekend?
I've thought about that title, and then I realize how much rhythm I have, which is zero. So yeah, that's not happening.
Appreciate your honesty.
Even in common time, you know, 4/4 common time, the disco beat. No.
Wow, you are.
You don't want to see it.
That's hilarious. And you know what? You're a movie buff.
I am.
Okay. I just the other night, and I almost talked about this with Matt Miller. I don't know what possessed me to do this, but I watched the movie Saturday Night Fever about 5 nights ago.
Oh my gosh.
I had never seen it all the way through. I think I probably have seen it all the way through like 25, 30 years ago, but have you ever seen it?
I have. It's been a couple years. I remember a couple of things specifically hit me about it. Number one, it wasn't the lighthearted movie that you would think it would
right.
be.
Right.
Number two, I will always remember the scene where she hands him or holds out her hand and it's covered with prophylactics.
Right.
And for some reason, I guess I was just at that age when I saw it that I was like, oh my gosh, that's so dirty. So.
Well, dirty, yeah, maybe back then. But also, if you're a guy, I'm like, wow, I can count on no hands the amount of time a girl came up to me and said, hey, how about this? You know,
how about this? Yeah.
I don't think of. So what are your favorite? Is there anything in particular on New Wisco Weekend that you are excited to cover? Are you going to let the stories come to you? Are there issues that are heartfelt to you?
There are a lot of issues that I really connect with, and I think hunger is one of them. I think homelessness is another, and we do have that problem here in New Wisco. But I'm going to let the stories come to me. I'm going to be chasing some stories, yes, but sure. I'm kind of letting to see how our actual area is going to be falling into this. So it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, I've got a lot of things I want to do. It's just whether or not I get to them right away, you know, but I've got so many things that I want to do. And I'm so excited about all of our contributors. Now you're a contributor.
Yeah.
We got some a segment from you on this week's show, which I was so thrilled to have, looking at Door County's theater.
Yeah.
The Peninsula Players. And then, you know, we've got Amanda Nimmer, who is doing a feature that is just to die for. She is like, it's hard to describe it, but I went, she is our less snarky female Andy Rooney. I mean, she's just got that delivery, and I'm so excited about her segment. Terry Barr is involved in it. She's bringing us a music segment and is doing some feature stories. So this is, it's a really exciting show, and I'm very happy to be a part of it.
I would argue that Amanda is not as snarky as Andy Rooney. I think she can give you some serious attitude in a good way.
She can. Yeah. She can. I just don't think that this particular feature is snarky.
Okay. So. Fair enough. Lisa Hale.
She can be. Oh, she can be sassy, honey.
In a good way.
In a good way.
Lisa Hale is my guest here on Nightlight right now. She covers Northeast Wisconsin for Civic Media, and you can catch her new show, New Wisco Weekend, that drops Sunday morning at 11 a.m. That's a great – is that right after Lou Regani?
You're asking the wrong person.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I wish I had an answer for you.
I love that kind of weekend programming, and I think it's a great – have you hosted before, Lisa? Have you hosted other than reading the news?
I have hosted. I've hosted shows very similar to this, only different before in Louisiana and in here in Wisconsin when I worked in Ripon. I put together these what I would call public affairs shows.
Okay.
But this is so much more. This is so much like a, it is like a magazine. It's more than a public affairs show. It is a magazine, and I'm really looking forward to
it. That's really cool. So who can we expect? You talked about me and the story we did here on Peninsula Players, which is a great operation in Door County, and Terry Barr with some new music. What else are you going to showcase this weekend?
Our first show is the Flukies. I don't know if you know who they are.
No.
Peter and Trish Flukie. They are a pair of a couple that likes to bicycle. Now you say, oh, well, that's kind of boring. But no. They got on their bikes and rode from Green Bay all the way up to New York City.
What?
And so we've got a conversation with them.
Was their car broken or what?
No, this is something they like to do. Fair enough. I'm like, more power to you.
That's exciting.
I couldn't walk from here to the station, much less ride a bike, you know, thousands of miles. So
I love stories like that. That's a great, you know, in fact, Lisa, I'm the kind of guy that, like, when I hear about a couple that rides their bikes from here to New York, I wish I was that couple. But when it came right down to doing it, I'm glad I'm not that couple because I would never do that. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It makes perfect sense.
So that's the cover story. All right. And then you've got the Peninsula Players. And what else are we looking at?
We've got an EAA preview, a preview story on EAA. Nice. It's not really an interview. It's me and Todd Michaels talking about what the show is to give an introduction into what it is. We have something called our WISS Truth Booth, which whenever we are out in public, you know, whether it was at Oshkosh Pride, whether it's at the fairs, or whether it's just me at the farmer's market, I take my phone and I record people telling me their truths of the moment, whatever they're passionate about, what they're thinking about, whatever they're concerned about on that day, just their truth. So it's about a minute worth of them telling their story. So we'll have a truth booth. And then Terry Barr is going to feature Christian Love, who is one of the children of
one of the Beach Boys.
Yes.
Mike Love.
Nice. So we've got him on the show.
Very exciting. Wow, that's a great first show.
It is. It's a pretty darn good first show. And second show is going to be based on EAA and stuff, so it's going to be great.
Okay. There's enough going on in here, I think, in this area, certainly, to fill a lot more time than that. So it sounds like you got your work cut out for you and what you choose to report on, which is kind of exciting.
That's just it. I sit there and I go, I have all of this I can do. What do I bring down into just, so yeah.
What, will you cover politics at all, Lisa?
I'm going to try to stay away from politics so much as they are politics.
Right.
Now, if it's an issue that is got a political lean, that's one thing. But it's not like I'm going to have candidates on to talk about their platforms or anything like that. Instead, it would be, this is the issue. Let's talk about this issue.
Got it.
Kind of thing.
Oh, that's great. Can you, do you mind if we segue to movies and TV a little bit?
Oh, most definitely. Right. Go right ahead.
And the last time you were here, we were starting to get into something and I can't remember. And I was like, oh my gosh, we're out of time. And that sounds like so much fun to talk about. And we were trying to figure out what that was today. Conrad, do you remember what it was?
We talked about so many things that night. I mean, we talked about Buffy. We talked about James Bond. We talked about Kevin Smith. We talked about a lot of stuff.
I unloaded a lot of personal problems on you. That wasn't fair. But so what is that true? You watch a James Bond film every week?
Every Friday night. Yep.
You and
my
your
husband.
That's so great.
My husband and I and my son were trying to get him into it, but he'd much rather play video games or watch, you know, a John Wick movie than a James Bond movie. But every Friday we watch a James Bond movie, and tonight is Live and Let Die. Next week is The Man with the Golden Gun. So we're going in order from the first one with Sean Connery, Dr. No, all the way to the last.
Oh my gosh.
One, so.
How many are there? Are there like 50?
There are 27, I think, 26 or 27. So, you know, we've got about a half year's worth of films to watch.
Who is your favorite Bond?
You know, a lot of people are going to think that my favorite would be one of the more modern Bonds. But no, my favorite is Roger Moore. Always has been.
You know,
he was my first Bond. So, you know,
he was underrated, but I liked him too. He had a very kind of calm but cool, kind of handsome thing going on. I liked Roger Moore too, and I don't think he gets mentioned as one of the best Bonds very often, but I'm with you.
I think you know how it is with your first Doctor, like Doctor Who, you remember
right.
your first one. And it's that way with Bond too. You remember your first Bond. So while I did watch Sean Connery, my first Bond was
that's
Roger
awesome.
Moore.
All right, we're going to have more movie talk coming up with the host of New Wisconsin Weekend, which you can hear this Sunday at 11 a.m. Lisa Hale will be right back with more Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Carry on this week. This is, we're about to make radio history here, folks. I don't think this has ever happened in the history of broadcasting. Once again, first we broke the Hawk to a girl's reality snippet, a sneak peek at her. And now our question tonight is what cartoon character would make the best president? We have two Simpsons characters in back-to-back texts. Joe from the 715 says, I think that Lisa Simpson would be a great president. She's not old enough. And then Bridget from the 818 says, that's easy. Homer Simpson. That's a heck of a ticket. And I would probably pick Lisa over Homer, even though she's eight years
most
older.
Definitely. Most definitely. I think once Lisa Simpson grows up, she'd make a great president.
It's
you know?
Done. Yeah, absolutely. Great texts, Joe and Bridget. Thank you. I agree with you, Lisa. I think that's hilarious. So were you a fan of The Simpsons?
I watched them. Okay. I wouldn't call myself a fan, but I watched them. Does that make sense?
Sure.
It's kind of like Beavis and Butthead. I wasn't a fan, but I watched it and giggled. So,
you know, I watched Beavis and Butthead a little bit, but I never laughed at Beavis and Butthead as hard as I watched at, as hard as I laughed when I watched the Saturday Night Live skit with Ryan Gosling and Mikey Day.
I know.
And
right?
Tiffany, I can't think of the girl's name. Vicky Gardner. Tiffany Gardner, something. Anyway, very funny stuff.
It was very funny.
So have you seen any of the blockbuster movies this summer, Lisa? Any of the summer box office films?
Actually, no. Okay. I'm one of these that, you know, even though I love going to the theater and seeing it on the big screen, I also really love my couch and my recliner. And
it's too hard to sneak those into the theater. It's not like sneaking a beer
in.
Yeah,
it really is. And you know, you can't pause the theater so you could go to the potty and get yourself a snack and come back and pick up the movie. So,
right.
You know.
Don't you think that can be distracting? If you're a little OCD like I am, I'll sit down and watch something. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I should get a paper towel in case I have to blow my nose. Oh, wait, I need a water just in case. I better go to the bathroom. You know, in the movie, it's like once they start, you're locked in. I kind of like that pressure.
I'm a, if I've got to pause it, let me be able to pause it person.
Okay.
So,
all right. Are you binge watching anything, Lisa? What any shows?
I started a new show that I'm binge watching now. We just plowed into it last night. I mean, I just started this.
Wow.
I found it on MGM Plus, and it's called From.
Oh, I've heard of that.
It has two seasons so far. I think a third one is fixing to come out, but it is so. It's kind of a horror show, okay. In that this family is driving and they get stuck in this town and they can't leave this town. Anytime they try to leave, it just comes back into a circle, and this entire village is stuck there. But at night, these like monsters come out of the forest and terrorize them. And I'm wanting to see where this goes. Normally, I give a show three. I have a rule of threes.
Okay.
If I'm trying a new show, I watch three episodes. If in three episodes I say, then I don't continue. If I'm going, wait a minute, there's something here, I kind of like this, then I do continue. So I give
That's
everything
a pretty good
three
system.
Episodes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I've heard of that. Where MGM Plus. I don't have MGM Plus. I don't know that I've heard of MGM Plus. Is that its own thing, or can you see the shows on other platforms?
I don't know. I looked it up. My husband mentioned it to me. You know, he's like, I want to see From.
Yeah.
And I found that it was on MGM Plus. So I went ahead and got the app. I have like a Google TV, and I got the app and got it all set up. I think you can probably find it through Prime as well. But again, you might have to subscribe to MGM Plus to get it. But I'm telling you, it's really very interesting. It's got a Stephen King kind of vibe without the Stephen King. You know how everything's Maine for Stephen King. So it's got the Stephen King vibe of this is really weird. What the heck is happening without having the Stephen King aura? Does that make sense?
It does. Very well said. I look forward to more of that on New Wisco Weekend, which drops
and
Sunday.
We'll
you like how I did that?
I do. I'm very proud of you.
Lisa Hale is the host of a new show here on Civic Media at 11 a.m. on Sunday mornings. You can catch it. It's called New Wisco Weekend. All things local. It's a magazine show. It's going to be a lot of fun. Lisa also covers Northeast Wisconsin for Civic Media, Green Bay, here at WGBW and WISS. Are you going to cover the Hawktua girl at all?
Probably not.
Okay. Because she has no Wisconsin connection, or just because it's weird?
Because number one, she has no Wisconsin connection.
Right.
But number two, she just reminds me of so many girls from Louisiana, because that is exactly how they would describe that. It's a Hawktua. I mean, when I heard that, I knew exactly what she was talking about.
I got to be honest, the hawk threw me a little bit. I thought, get her a neti pot and clear that up.
I knew it. I've heard that so it's something that guys do. They make that noise.
Yeah, it's gross.
And it's disgusting.
Yeah.
But I knew exactly what she meant.
All right, fair enough. I mean, when I played sports, I would hawk to it, but just on the ground. I didn't want to be any part of what she was talking about. Lisa, before we let you go, do you have a favorite summer drink? You live in Oshkosh, right?
I do live in Oshkosh.
I always say, is there a better place than Wisconsin in the summer or fall for that matter? But we're in summer.
There's not.
And Oshkosh is a great summer town.
Do you know that this weekend alone, there's the largest Christian music fest happening, and that's Life Fest in Oshkosh.
Okay.
There's the largest outdoor grass volleyball tournament in the country happening in Oshkosh at Brighton Acres this weekend. There's just so much that happens here in Oshkosh. And of course, you know, in a couple of weeks, we have the largest fly-in in the world. Oshkosh, I think, is a very underrated city in Wisconsin.
Listen, I totally agree. You hear all about Appleton and the Fox Valley, which is great. And maybe Oshkosh is technically part of that. But my wife went to school in Oshkosh, and my mother-in-law is from there. And I spent a fair amount of time there in my early 20s. And it's got a great old kind of feel to it. It's just a great city. We have to run, but I really wish you luck with the show, and let us know how we can help. It's going to be so much fun. And Lisa Hale, thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you so much, Pete. You have a great night.
All right. Enjoy your Bond film.
I will.
I know you will. That's Lisa Hale. Check out her new show, New Wisco Weekend, which drops a Sunday morning at 11 a.m. here on Civic Media on WGBW and WISS. And check out Lisa's work covering the news for Northeast Wisconsin. She does a great job. When we come back, we're going to talk more Family Feud. We have some really, really funny clips. But first, we have award-winning news coming your way next. Thank you to Civic Media. Peach Waba, Nightlight, Civic Media Radio Network. At this moment.